Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. It's Monday, February 3rd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. MI5 welcomes five new American recruits. Joining the Broadway transfer of Operation Mincemeat are understudies Brandon Contreras, Sam Hartley, Jerry Ann Perez, Jesse Kirtley, and Amanda Jill Robinson. Contreras was last on Broadway as Silent Ed Valancourt in Almost Famous, and is also a former Cal in Off-Broadway's Titanic. Hartley served as Andrew Rannells' understudy in Gutenberg the Musical. Perez was seen in the 2021 remount of Waitress, and most recently finished up a long run in the second national touring company of Six as Catherine of Aragon. Kirtley and Robinson will be making their Broadway debuts. The five new cast members join the celebrated original London cast of Operation Mincemeat, making the transatlantic transfer. David Cumming, Natasha Hodgson, Claire Marie Hall, Zoe Roberts, and Jack Malone. Operation Mincemeat begins previews February 15th and opens March 20th at the John Golden Theater. In other understudy news, the helper bots are deprogramming for a bit. Maybe Happy Ending has just announced that Darren Criss will take a planned vacation from March 22nd through 29th. His co-star Helen J. Shen will do the same from February 18th through 23rd. Hannah Kevett will play Claire from February 18th through the 23rd. Stephen Huynh will take on Oliver from March 22nd through the 28th. And Christopher James Tamayo plays Oliver both performances on March 29th. In addition, Claire Kwan has joined the musical as a vacation standby for Claire. After making her Broadway debut as a swing in Almost Famous, she most recently appeared off-Broadway in Teeth alongside Shen. Maybe Happy Ending continues at the Belasco Theater. And finally today, at last night's Grammy Awards, the original Broadway cast recording of Hell's Kitchen won the award for Best Musical Theater Album. The Alicia Keys jukebox musical, loosely based on her adolescent life, beat out five other nominated Broadway cast albums in the category: The Notebook, The Outsiders, Suffs, and the 2024 revival recordings of The Wiz and Merrily We Roll Along. The win for Hell's Kitchen could provide a bit of a boost for its Broadway run, which has been selling well but has also seen grosses soften somewhat in recent months, and build up hype for its first national touring production set to launch in Cleveland this October. Hell's Kitchen continues in New York at the Schubert Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.